Even though the rate of new HIV diagnoses is declining nationwide, Jacksonville's is on the rise, and African Americans are most likely to be affected. In particular, black women in Northeast Florida are almost 7.5 times more likely to contract HIV than white women, according to the Florida Department of Health. This story is about one Jacksonville advocate on a mission to close that gap, starting with young girls. Marion Merritt doesn't mince words when it comes to reproductive health.
I was so pleased when they all knew the parts of their vagina.
For more than a decade, she's led conversations on safe sex and HIV prevention for black girls. Agape Curtis, now a University of North Florida sophomore, was just 5 when she joined the group back in 2005.
It was uncomfortable at first, but over time, I got to see, you know, like the benefits of it and that these are things that I actually needed to know about.
Curtis named the group the Princess Club, and she says the group would go on horseback riding and roller skating, along with having talks about reproductive health, talks she wasn't having at home or at school. She stayed in the group until she was 15.
A lot of people look at this as taboo in a way, and it shouldn't be taboo at all because it's natural, you know. These are things that, you know, that we experience as human beings, and we need to learn about these things at a young age.
At first, the girls would giggle, Merritt says, but they would soon be able to have mature conversations.
They could tell you how to get the virus, how to keep from getting the virus, and that was the most important thing to me.
The longtime advocate wasn't always this outspoken. Merritt was diagnosed with the illness in the mid-90s and lived in the shadows for years.
I didn't want to tell my family because I was embarrassed, because that's what society made you feel like, having the virus. You're just terrible. That's just shameful.
Merritt says she would hide her medications and sometimes even toss it in the trash. And that's a common problem, says Dr. Mobeen Rathor. He's the head of Jacksonville's UF Center for HIV/AIDS Research.
For many years, there was still a lot of stigma. There still is. I think people not wanting to get tested, people not wanting to stay in care.
HIV prevention has come a long way, Rathor says. The rate of transmission from mother to child, for instance, is now less than 1%, thanks in part to a 2005 Florida law that made testing pregnant women routine.
If, you know, HIV infection should be dealt with like any other disease. It's, you know, it should not be a judgment on somebody.
But Merritt says a strong stigma remains in her community. African Americans in Northeast Florida make up 20% of the population, but about 63% of new HIV infections. It took her 11 years to tell her family her diagnosis, only after she found a support system at the nonprofit Northeast Florida AIDS Alliance, where she worked until 2014. That's where she jumped at the opportunity to mentor girls.
It was the best thing that ever happened to me because I could teach them about sex. I could teach them about their body parts.
Merritt says many of the original Princess Club girls were children of friends, and now she's reaching out to strangers who aren't as open to the idea, but she isn't ready to give up.
I can tell you this, it won't end until I'm gone.
She hopes her next group of kids includes both girls and boys. Abukar Adan, 89.9 WJCT News.